Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast all about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dory Shafrir.
And we're not experts, okay? We're just not. That was very defensive. No one's accused me of not being an expert.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Please remember, we are podcast hosts. We're not experts. We always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you would like to reach us, our text and voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
You can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. Follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast. Join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast. The password is serums. And you can sign up for our newsletter at Forever35Podcast.com/newsletter. You can also shop all the products we mentioned on the show at shopmyshelf.us/Forever35.
Dory, remember how I told you I thought I had synesthesia because I attach emotions to numbers and letters?
Yes.
And personalities? I was running this by my husband and he was like, I think everybody does this. Maybe I'm not special. It's just how I wanted to start off this conversation.
Wow. Okay.
He was like, everybody thinks odd numbers are evil. I was like, they do? I thought it was like, do you think odd numbers are evil? Maybe he also has
it. No.
You don't look at an odd number and feel like evil vibes?
No, I don't.
Okay. So then I do. So then something's afoot. An even number is like very soothing to me and safe and kind. And an odd number is like a villain.
Interesting. Okay.
Sorry just to hop into this, but it just flew back into my brain because he was like, of course, because odd numbers can't be divided except for one or whatever. I was like, I don't care about the math. I care about the feelings. And I also feel that way about certain letters. Certain letters have bad vibes for me.
Interesting. Okay.
Anyway, Dory, I have talked to you about how I feel like I have synesthesia, and you've been very supportive. And so this is just in my brain.
I am supportive of this journey.
If someone else has emotional connections to numbers, will you let me know if this is a thing? That's not what we're talking about today. It's just in my brain.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. 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 Kate,
what we're talking about yesterday.
I was just going to say, do you want to tell everyone what we're talking about?
Okay. This is the official hat episode.
Welcome one and all.
Welcome. A tip of the hat to you. Today, we will be talking about hat recommendations from our listeners because one young Dory Shafrir put out the call for hats for larger heads and people delivered.
They did. They did deliver. Should I just update people on where I'm at?
Yeah. What's your headgear like these days?
Okay. Well, a listener recommended Sunshine Tienda hats. And so I checked them out. The hats are super cute and they come in multiple sizes. When I was looking, they came in small like a small, medium, maybe it's just, sorry. They came in a small or a medium large. And it said that the medium large measures approximately 58 to 59 centimeters. And I was like, okay, that should like just fit me. So I placed an order. I'm like eagerly awaiting the arrival of this hat. It finally comes. And I put it on and it doesn't even like I can't even get it on my head. It's like sitting on top of my head. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, is my head, I knew my head was big, but is it like that big that I can't even fit? Like, I can't even squeeze my head in here. And then I took a closer look and there was a tag on the hat that said size like 6 3/4, 55 centimeters or something like that. And I was like, oh, they sent me the wrong size. That's what happened. So I emailed them. I sent them a picture of the hat. I said, you know, I ordered a medium large. I think you sent me the wrong size. And they were very apologetic. They sent a new hat out right away. And it arrived. And on the brim, it said, and on their website, it says, XS/XS measures approximately 55 to 56 centimeters. ML measures 50 to 59. The tag on this hat said that it was size 7 1/4, 58 centimeters. Did not say anything about 59 centimeters. And I think I need that extra centimeter because I put it on and I was like, ooh, this is snug. This is real snug. Like, this is not how this hat is supposed to fit. And then Matt was like, why don't you use my hat stretcher? And I was like, you're what? And he's like, yeah, I have a hat stretcher.
Because you texted me and you were like, the hats in Matt's hat stretcher, which I'd never heard of.
Me neither.
Like, only Matt could have a hat stretcher. It's brilliant.
Totally. Well, you know, Matt also has a very large head. And has trouble often finding hats in his size, which is 7 7/8 for the record.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
And then he was like, here, try this hat on. And he like tossed me a baseball cap and I put it on and it fit perfectly. He was like, okay, you're a 7 1/2. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, this hat is a 7 1/4. So like, and I thought it was going to be bigger. So he put it in the hat stretcher and he stretched it, and it did stretch a bit, but I think it then went back to its regular size. And what I am looking at now on the website, I swear to God, when I looked at this website, initially they only had small and medium large, and now they have an XL.
I'm sorry. A scandal.
They have an XL. They have another size.
Did they sneak it in after you needed it?
I guess. I don't know. But like, I would have ordered the XL, obviously. I do really like the hat. I'm tempted to just get the XL. But then I'm like,
You are in a real back and forth over this hat.
I'm in a real back and forth. I feel like I can't email them again and ask them to exchange it. It's just like, how many times am I going to exchange this damn hat? I feel like if I get another one, I'll just buy it. But I am so sure that they did not have XL. Like, this is so weird.
They were like, Dory demands an XL, so let's just sneak this onto the website. Maybe she won't notice.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe she won't notice. Uh-huh.
Do you like the hat otherwise?
I do. I think it's really cute, but it doesn't fit me right because it's too small.
You've got to exchange this hat.
Oh, I know.
Just be brave. Just do it.
I should just reach out to them.
I would reach out. They sound like a really nice company. This sounds like they have good customer service. Sounds like you like the hat. I feel like you're so close. You haven't worn this other hat a lot or anything.
I'm
like,
so it's not close. Used. No.
You're literally a centimeter away.
I know.
A centimeter away.
I'm so close. I'm so close. So that's where I'm at. I will also say that since I do you remember when we were like looking at hats while we were recording, and I was like, wait, this hat that someone recommended, I already own this hat.
Of course I remember this. Of course.
And then I was like, you know what? This hat is not bad. This hat that I already own is actually fine. Is it my dream hat? No. It is totally fine. And so I apologized to it and I said, I'm so sorry that I thought you were not what I wanted. But I come to you hat in hand and I'm going to wear you again.
Hat in hand. Now, I also wanted to just share with our listeners another piece of sun protection that all you did was take a photo of it and send it in a text message. It was a full-length glove, a full-length arm sheath for driving, which we talked about early, like some podcast episode years ago. We talked about like cyclists who have those like arm sunscreen protectors, and we looked into this.
And I got some. I got arm protectors, but they were like half hands. Like my half of my hand was still exposed. Like my fingers were still exposed. And I hadn't used them in a little while. And I went to use them like a couple months ago, and I could only find one of them.
Oh, that's a look.
And I was like, what? How did I lose one of these? Like I only use them in the car. It's like, how did this other one just disappear? And then I was like, okay, I need to get something else. Let me toodle-oot on over to the Cooley Bar website, which is where I'd gotten the initial sleeves. And I was like, oh, well, I could get a full sleeve with full glove.
Dory.
Mm-hmm. Like really take things to the next level. Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, the only color/print they had left in my size is not one I would have chosen.
It's like a beige floral pattern.
It's like a beige I don't even know what they were going. I don't know if they were going for like a henna kind of vibe. I don't know. It just, it looks weird because it's like almost my skin tone. So it like sort of looks like I've just like decorated my arms almost, which I have not done. But I got them because I was like, look, my vanity cannot win out.
I must protect my arms.
I must protect my arms. Cost. Matt is horrified by these.
I mean, they're like stockings. I mean, they go all the way up your arm.
They do. They go halfway up my upper arm. Like basically, if I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt, they go to the sleeve.
I mean, all this now, is to say you're protecting your skin. Like I see nothing wrong with this.
But Kate, there's something else that I have not told you about.
Okay.
So even though we live in Los Angeles and like I am usually in short sleeves, I am sometimes in long sleeves. And I thought, well, if I'm in long sleeves, I don't need the full sleeve. I can just get a regular old glove. So I also got a pair of just like regular sun protective driving gloves. Now, once again, they were out of like any remotely appealing color.
Okay.
So look,
I'm ready.
I feel like people are waking up to the fact that they need to protect their bodies, and like I'm here for that. It's like a black and white like animal print.
Oh boy. Okay.
It's like not especially cute. It's very like bokeh.
Look, I respect any attempt at sun protection.
I mean, that was where I landed. I was like, I'm not going to wait for them to get the gray back in stock, you know?
Dory, have you been wearing these every day? Like, are you consistent about putting them on?
I've been pretty consistent. Now, Matt did make a good point, which is that I do only wear them when I'm driving. If I'm just like going for a walk, I'm not wearing them. He's like, why aren't you being consistent? Why don't you wear them when you're just like out and about? And I was like, that's an interesting point. I don't know if I'm ready for that yet, though.
You aren't ready to be the gloved lady of Los Angeles?
No, I don't know. I am considering, though, like a parasol.
Dory.
Like a sun umbrella type thing.
But like the kind that like ladies are walking on, like in Mary Poppins that she floats down with, or like what's that painting by?
Is it Sunday Gauguin in the Park with George?
Yeah, Sunday in the Park with George. Yeah, like the ladies all have parasols.
I know.
That's exactly what I'm imagining you looking at too.
No, they make even Coolibar makes one. They're like umbrellas. They look like umbrellas, but they're specifically formulated to protect you from the sun. So I'm considering getting one of those too. I mean, look, the sun here is brutal.
No, it's a scorcher. It's not great. It's not great. I think that you're fine to protect your skin. I there's no shame in it. Like vanity is overrated, honestly. Vanity doesn't keep your skin safe.
Ooh. Okay. I'm gonna like calligraphy that.
Yeah, yeah. Stitch that into like a pillow.
Yes.
Cross stitch it. All right. Well, Dory, we received so many messages from other listeners who are hat wearers, who have hat recommendations for all of us. So we're just going to take a break and get back into it with hat talk.
All right. Let's do it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah. at Plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
I think my favorite thing, Dory, that I noticed in compiling all these hat recommendations is the name the names of hat brands are very cute. And also, I will say that one brand that came up multiple times is something called Gorin Brothers.
Yes.
G-O-R-I-N. Mm-hmm. And the refrain was always, these hats are expensive, but you need one.
Yeah.
So do with that what you will, but that was what we heard from a few people. Gorin Bros. Gorin Bros? Gorin Bros. G-O-O-R-I-N.
Yeah, I feel like I used to walk by their store in New York.
I never heard of them, but they make attractive hats.
Yeah, I should check them out.
Ooh, all right, well, like I can just start by saying a listener wrote, listening to episode 222, it's a splurge, but you need to go to Gorin Bros for all your large head hat needs. So there we go. Gorin Bros.
Okay.
Another text said, Sunday afternoon hats are awesome. My family business sells them as our favorite gardening hat. If you want to support a small family-owned business and not Amazon, they are available from us. And this is at Renee's Garden. We'll leave the URL.
Wait,
Renee's Garden.
This is the brand. This is my new tennis hat brand.
Stop.
Yeah. Sunday afternoons. Really? Yes. 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 I think I have the sport hat. Yes, I do.
Sunday afternoons. Okay. See, and see what I'm talking about? These names are just so, like, so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Very sweet. But that's cool. Renee's Garden. I'm going to check you out.
Yeah. Where are you, Renee? Where is your garden? Just want to see where Renee's garden is. Hold on here. Renee's garden. Felton, California. I've never heard of Felton, California. Okay.
Me neither.
I bet that's in wine country.
I'm making a NorCal vibe from this place.
They're wearing big, beautiful sun hats. It's like very Nancy Meyers kitchen kind of sun hat.
It's in Santa Cruz County.
Okay. We nailed it.
We did nail it.
Well, Renee's garden, we'll see you soon. I don't know if this listener is named Renee, but
it looks charming.
Felton. Oh, yeah. Maybe this is where we go. Trot through Big Sur, and then you get to Felton.
Yeah.
All right. We'll support a small business. We'll link to that in the notes.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Next up. You want to share this one?
I would love to. Hi, Kate and Dory. Wanted to send some hat suggestions. I'm a fellow big head, and I've successfully tried hats from Lack of Color, Tilly, great quality, and Never Ending Weekend, a Canadian handmade brand.
Again, the names of these brands. Like, if I told you, like, Dory, Cup of Tea makes amazing hats. Would you believe me? Or like Park Bench in the Sunshine makes my favorite brand of hat. Like, these names are just so, like, so cozy.
They're very cozy. Yes, I agree.
All right. We have a couple voicemails to share.
Hi. I've been listening for so long and I've never called in, so this feels very weird. But I had to pause to call about Dory's request for hats for large heads, because I face a similar predicament. Some companies that I have found that produce hats for big heads like we have are Brixton. I just got a hat from Freya. It's Freya, a really pretty straw hat. It's definitely on the more expensive side, not like Eugenia Kim expensive, but expensive. And they also have a really cute bucket hat that says it's one size fits all, but it actually does fit a very large head. I know most of the one size fits all hats out there are for pinheads. And then another company that has cute straw hats is Kriana. Kriana? Am I pronouncing that right? Anyway, they have different sizes, including large and maybe extra large. So those are some that I have found to be nice looking hats for people with a large head circumference. Hope that helps. Bye.
Kiana's sponsored our show before.
They have.
Yeah, yeah, their products are gorge.
Yeah, they're really pretty.
Kiana? Wow. Kiana? I feel like I'm never saying it right, even though I should know how to say it. Kiana?
Same. These are all great suggestions. Thank you.
From a fellow big head.
A big head. Okay. Shall we hear another voicemail?
Yes, Dory.
Okay.
Hi, Cat and Door. This is Megan. Love your podcast. Love your books. I'm calling for Dory's recommendations for a straw cute hat for big-headed people, which I am part of that crowd. So I bought this hat in August 2017 at a nail salon. I remember it distinctly because I was there getting my nails done for my wedding. And it meets the requirements, Dory, that you're looking for. Straw, kind of floppy, but cute. I have a size large. The brand is Yellow 108. Now, the conundrum is I don't remember spending what they're listed for on their website, like $130. But I very well could have been in a wedding fog and spent that much. I'm just not sure. I do love it. It is like the one hat I've found that has ever fit me, the size large. I probably could have done an extra large, but I would love any other recommendations too for like non-cute hats or headbands. I just, big-headed problems are big. Good luck in your hat search. Keep shining over there. Love you both. Bye.
Well, you keep shining too.
Oh, our listeners are so lovely.
So lovely. And I also just want to say the idea of being in like a wedding fog or like anytime you make that like purchase where you're like, oh my God, what did I do? Like in hindsight, you're like, what?
Totally.
I would have never normally bought this, but I was in some sort of fugue state.
Yes, 1,000%. Yes.
Can very much relate to that.
Well, Kate, should we take another short break?
Yeah, because when we come back, we've got more hat recommendations, if you can believe it.
More hat talk when we return.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Now, Dory, before the break, you referred to this as hat talk, and I just thought it might be fun to kind of pitch a spinoff podcast in the same vein as Car Talk, NPR's iconic car repair show hosted by Click and Clack out of Boston. Mm-hmm. We could do Hat Talk, hosted by Dor and Cat. Instead
like
of Click
it.
And Clack, it's Dor and Cat.
I just worry that we would very quickly run out of material.
You don't think we could sustain that for decades like Click and Clack did, the Tappet Brothers?
I mean, you know, they were kind of geniuses in the sense that like people are always having car problems. Like there was just an endless amount of material.
Oh, and they were just...
They were so delightful.
Such treasures.
Such treasures.
Such treasures.
One of them died, right? But I think one of them is still alive.
One of them is still alive and one has passed. Tom died. Ray is still alive. I can't remember which is Click and Clack, but, you know, respect.
Thank you for indulging me on that tangent.
We can fill up one episode with hat talk.
This is our version of hat talk.
This is our version. So here we go.
Hi, my name is Mallory, and I'm listening to your episode where you're thinking about hats. I also have a big head, and I have a hat to recommend. It was recommended to me by my friend Kate Hall, who also recommended I start listening to Forever 35. So hi, Kate, if you're playing this. It is a hat made by the San Diego Hat Company. I found it on Amazon. And basically, it's kind of a visor, but it's got a full brim all the way around your head. So it'll cover the back of your neck. It covers widely your whole face. There's a Velcro component to like adjust it to the right size of your head. And then it is open on the top, which I love in case I need to just have my hair in a ponytail or my hair is up in a knot or something. But it's really cute. I'm on the Amazon page now. It's probably $25-ish. It is so incredibly durable. I have it in like a straw make, but they have a bunch of different other colors, you know, some with ribbon, some without. It's just the most durable hat. It has great sun coverage. It's cute. You can roll it up to pack it, wear it outside, bring it to the pool, and it fits my large Cabbage Patch Kid head. I hope you both have a great day. Bye.
Cabbage Patch Kid head. Their heads were disproportionately heads. Large.
Oh, yeah. Those babies made no sense. I mean, it's because they were born in a cabbage patch. Their heads are
right.
Cabbage.
It's true. Their heads were cabbage. Yeah. So you can see why also, they would be so big.
What kind of fucked up toys were we dealing with in the 80s? Were babies born as cabbage with quirky names and someone's autograph on their butt?
Okay, let's not even go there because I feel like Cabbage Patch Kids are just the tip of the iceberg.
We'll save that for our 80s podcast that we're going to do because
not to be confused with our time. With our 90s podcast.
Oh, when we get that decades podcast situation going, we are going to be so happy. Okay, well, I
watch
actually
out.
Have something like this. I have one of these things, and I have to say, I don't know if it's by the San Diego Hat Company. I don't love it because it's too floppy around my neck.
Oh, that's annoying.
I love how these look. I love this kind of like coastal grandmother gardener vibe of these topless rolly hats, but it just doesn't work for me. Now, I hope it works for somebody else, like this person. And also, thank you to Kate, who got this.
Mallory,
to listen to the show. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. Boy, here we go. Hat idea for Dory. Another text message. EasyLivingHats.com. I have a big head, and these are cotton and have some stretch. Also really soft. The wire rim is flexible, so you can adjust it for more shade or more visibility. Unlike straw hats, they pack flat. I've had one for about 4 years and got another last year to have color options, and both hold up well. Great colors, handmade, often hand-dyed with environmentally friendly and fair trade practices. Single mom-owned business I discovered at the Ithaca, New York Farmers Market before it grew to current size. $99, so not cheap, but not insane for such a solid hat. Again, with the names, Easy Living Hats.
Easy Living Hats.
Hats are like, they're like, these names are like the Yacht Rock. It's like Yacht Rock, but hats. Does that make any sense or do I sound stoned?
I mean, no, I get what you're saying because I think that these companies want to conjure up an image of just like relaxing. You're like lying on a beach chair with your big hat.
Yeah. I mean, this hat is cute. I'm looking at these Easy Living Hats. Yeah, and I imagine myself in a beach chair and not like waiting for school pickup, which is what I'm normally in a big hat. Mm-hmm. 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 Anywho, it's okay. Great reco. Great reco.
All right, another rec. I have two hats from an online store called Gigi Pip.
Again, Dory.
Interesting name, and they have stylish and well-made hats. They have a range of sizes and styles and great customer service. I had to exchange sizes and it was no problem at all. I'm super happy with my hats from them, and when you were discussing hats on the pod today, I knew I had to share the rec. All right, Gigi Pip.
Gigi Pip is a sweet lady who lives in a rustic straw-covered farmhouse in the countryside of the UK. And she's just got so many great hats.
Okay, Kate, you know what I'm picturing? I'm picturing Blossom.
What? You are?
Yes.
I'm literally picturing like a little old lady named Gigi. You're picturing Blossom?
No, I'm picturing, okay, here's what I'm picturing. Remember Blossom always had the big, had a hat with like a flower on it?
Yes, okay, of
so
course.
Okay, so what I'm picturing is that Blossom, not Mame Bialik, Blossom grew up and she started Gigi Pip.
Oh my God. Like if they were going to remake the Blossom show now.
And
like,
yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. She would own a hat shop called Gigi Pip.
You know what? You're not wrong. That is 100% what Blossom would be doing.
I knew you didn't see where I was going with this, but yeah, now you get it.
Six would be the head of marketing.
Yes.
It would be.
Exactly.
Man. I mean, again, for our 80s and 90s podcast, just the career of Mame Bialik in general is, that's a whole episode.
Let's not even go there.
Let's not. Okay, but I'm looking now at these hats and they're gorgeous. I don't love the name Gigi Pip, but I mean, I shouldn't say that. What if it's somebody's name?
Of course, Blossom would have a great hat store. I mean,
yeah, and these hats are gorgeous. I don't see any with a big funky flower on top, but you know, we could make our own adjustments.
You know, these are a little too, I think these are too like neutral influencery to be Blossom Store. I actually think Blossom Store might be Renee's Garden.
Wow. You really are taking us on a tour. Can you imagine someone describing our podcast and they're like, oh, what's this podcast about? They did a whole episode on hats in which they fantasized about the TV character Blossom from the early 90s having an online hat store.
In Santa Cruz. Okay. I mean, it does track.
The question is, where are those hot older brothers?
Well, they hightailed it out of here.
They're like, enough hats for us. Okay.
Yeah.
Last recommendation. Here we are. Had to pause the pod to send this large head hat recommendation for Dory. It's the first one that has ever fit my gigantic noggin. I ordered a large, and it's called the Fur Talk Women's Beach Sun Straw Hat UV UPF 50 Travel Foldable Brim Summer UV Hat. A name you can only find on Amazon, and it is an Amazon hat, and it has
a lot
of reviews. Yes.
The hat that I was talking about is not this exact hat, but it is a Fur Talk hat.
The hat from the beginning of this episode?
The hat from the beginning of this episode. I'm circling back. Yes.
Wow. Full circle. I like the style of these hats.
So yeah, the one that she linked to is actually very cute.
So this is the brand called with the nice customer service?
No. That is Sunshine Tienda.
Oh, sorry.
Remember I told you that I had like rediscovered an old hat that I had just...
Yes, and I'm with you. I'm back. I'm with you.
This is old hat. That's bad.
No, you got to keep it in. That stays in.
So the one that I have is their beach hat with chin strap.
Okay.
Which is just kind of a very basic, cute straw hat. Here, I will text it to you and I will put it in the show notes.
Ooh, Fur Talk makes a ponytail hat. I'm now on the Fur Talk website.
Yeah, I mean, they really seem to have figured out what people need.
Cute. And
yeah, it's like, right. It's like totally fine. You know what I mean? But you know what? The most important thing is that it fits.
I mean, that is the purpose of this whole episode, is that for the big headed people in the world,
for the big headed people
such as yourself, to get a hat.
So thank you, Fur Talk, for seeing me.
Dory, this has been such a pleasure. This has been one of my favorite episodes we've recorded in a while because we've just really gone everywhere.
We really have. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for all these recommendations too. These are some really great hat recs.
Yeah, these are great hat recs. Thank you. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.